the fundamental teaching and that which you must at the root learn about is to live in this creative energy. Remember this. It is not available. People live mostly in mental energy. People live in mental contradiction. The art is to rise to live in this energy. You see, we know the door. One is coming to your aloneness, which is the ABC. You see, now when you do the ABC, the A is your point of aloneness. You come back to your aloneness, the ABC. Right? Very good. The ABC is to constantly remember you don't get entangled. The ABC is to free yourself from any entanglement and to come back to your aloneness. I'm using the word aloneness. You can say I'm coming back to me. I'm being the A. I'm being Canadian. Whatever you want to say. Come back to yourself. Aloneness is a better word. It's got a punch to it. And in that aloneness, I know if I remain there, you don't have to do anything. If I remain there, I will rise to my creative energy, which is my heart. And I also know in that energy, all becomes right. You see, here you have to have a bit of faith in what I'm saying. Try it. Just have enough faith to try. In that energy, all becomes right. So the method, the technique is to rise to this by entering your aloneness, which is your A, which is the first discipline. You see, in Turiya, in retreats, whenever we get together, it is for me an excuse to rise you into that energy. You don't have enough intelligence to actually completely know what is right for you, you know. But the moment you surrender to that energy, you will have faith, the energy knows. So the first attainment is to rise and to live in that energy. I know by exercising the first discipline, I can enter there. I don't just operate from the mental energy, I operate from another energy, the creative energy. Listen to this carefully. It is not available for many people. They miss it. You have to get into it. Then life is right. Right now we think only success is right. Failure is wrong. In that, your life is right. You are blessed. Right things will happen. Again, let me go through the technique with you again. By exercising the 3 points, the A, the B, the C, I come back to me and I know the me now is the point of aloneness. And now I know when I stay there, my heart opens. When I don't react, my heart becomes available to me. My energy pulsates. And I know that energy will lead me. The energy will open doors. The energy will nourish. Based on that flow of energy, you can set your own goals and flow through it. That is why my entire work, my entire teaching has been to try to expose you to that energy. That you become so familiar with it, you know it for yourself. It is not a blind energy. It is great sight. With that energy, you don't have to follow anybody. You can follow you. You establish the first within you. You have become the person who lives by your own creative energy. You know how you know you are in it? Everything turns to a blessing. Not that you make everything into a blessing. everything, eventually you can see how the blessingness in it. I wonder whether you can grasp this. If you bring your mind to it, you'll mess it up. If you pretend it, you'll mess it up. All you can do is go to your aloneness. So the first learning is to learn to live within your own inner creative energy or your heart. And the entry is your aloneness. Whatever helps you to provoke your aloneness, use it. But an aloneness does not minus another. An aloneness that brings another into. You understand? Two types of aloneness. Aloneness says there's nobody in the world. In this aloneness, you embrace another. The other is enveloped. See, your mind will make this difficult. You see, your mind is very preoccupied with itself. It goes on thinking in terms of itself. Stop it. What is the method for it? Stop it. You go on thinking about you, you know, oh, this happened to me, that happened to me, like a broken record. Every gap, oh, you. Just stop it. Whenever you catch yourself doing, stop it. It's very simple. Don't spend so much of time thinking about you. Just be aware of you and move on. Now, at this point, when that heart energy or the creative energy is on the move, you come into action. For the first time, I believe, your work is revealed to you. You will know your purpose, so to say. You will know in this moment of time, why are you here? What are you here to do? You is only defined in what you share. The best way to recognize somebody is by what he shares. Without that is very hard to share. Very hard to see you. If you have nothing to share, then there's nothing to say about you. There would be a sharing. It happened. I think it's Kabir. Kabir was a weaver. Is Kabir the weaver? One of those guys. Till his death day, he was still weaving. Thousands of disciples, doesn't have to do anything, old age. He will still weave, go to the market and sell it. People ask, why are you doing this? He said, you will never understand. That was his work. That was his sharing. You will find what you are here to do. Each plant flowers something, gives something, plays a role, isn't it? Everything is entwined, you know. You will understand your own entwinement with this world. And through that entwinement, you rise. And at this point, you will jump. Once you are in the creative energy, you will jump. There's a jump. You will jump to the limitless. For now, this is just a word for many of you. You will jump to the limitlessness. a limitless truth happens. There is no limit to it. Ever expanding. This is the dimension of the genius. The genius does not live within limits. He lives in the limitless. And usually at this point, people bring leaps to humanity. Leaps. This is where the impossible becomes possible. For people who come to this point, don't give them what is possible. Give them the impossible task. If sometimes I tell my student to do something which is quite impossible to do, I'm testing him on that level. The impossible becomes possible. He becomes a testament for the impossibility being possible. You see, at this point, most people are driven. Something drives them. An energy force drive. Have you seen a candle? A candle is driven when you light it. It is driven to burn itself out. Have you seen? If you don't light it, it's not driven. The moment you light it, it's driven. It's driven to burn itself out. In the limitless, in the impossible, you are driven to burn yourself out. Here you exhaust your love. There you exhaust you. Two different things. Here you exhaust your love. There the lover is exhausted. The limitless. He is exhausted. He is done. He is finished. It's over for him. And in that overness, I'm making up words. In that overness, the I and I is born. Or even the transcendence of the I and I is present. Thus I tell you, for many of you who have been learning, don't do the possible. Attempt the impossible. That is the only way to exhaust you. There is no other way to exhaust you. Tell you a story of Buddha. Buddha went to search to end the suffering of humanity. That is an impossible task. He didn't set out the possible task. He went for the impossible. The impossible. In that, he dissolved. You see, I want to tell you some of the fundamental teachings and understanding. Thank you. You can say excited about my teaching. I think what I want to share and teach to you is this. First, enter your own creative energy, exhaust your love, and then rise beyond and exhaust you. To exhaustion, to deep rest. And for this, living is a must. You got to understand, almost everybody that I've met want to escape living in. When I make 50 million, I can escape. Have you ever seen people running into life? Everybody is making preparation to run away from life. Very rare you hear somebody, I want to work till I drop dead. So everybody in many sense are cunning, you know, they're trying to find a way to cheat life. The one thing for me is a crime is laziness. They somehow find the easiest, the cheapest, and escape life. Have you seen, if you are one of them, stop it. I've got one technique now. Stop it. They want to escape life, you know. That's why we fantasize about resorts, lying down there, doing nothing, as though all are Buddhas, do nothing, sitting silently, Zen masters. That cunning mind corrupts you and never gives you rest. You understand? You want to stop. No. Go. What else are you going to do? Go 24 hours. What the hell are you going to do with the 24 hours? Life is about engaging. Be engaged. Don't marry. Be engaged. Long-term engagement. Today, convert yourself to this. Convert your brain to a person who will find what he loves to do and will do it till his love is exhausted. Don't even harbor doing nothing. If you are doing nothing, it's simply to collect the energy to do more. Because that's what they told you. Every pain, you think you can escape. Like you did something painful, I don't want to do that. Then the greatest pain is doing nothing. My insistence is to enter life and to live life out. And today to be resolved in your heart and mind. To be resolved, I'm going. I'm going for it. There's no question of turning back. You watch your own mind. Almost every man who looks for success, that's his idea. When I have success, I don't have to do anything. When I was young, my father would say, study hard so you can do a job, just tie, what? Wear a tie and sign. You don't have to suffer like us. Yeah. And sign. Isn't it? That's the motivation. Your father didn't say, enjoy your profession, love it, celebrate it. Go get a degree so you don't have to suffer like us. Everything is an escape. What is wrong with work? What is wrong? Now drop that corruption. Drop that escape. Make a deep commitment within you. I shall be committed to life, to living. I shall participate. Because I know that non-participation is far more painful than the pain of participating. So two exhaustion. Exhaustion of your love and the exhaustion of the lover. See, the trouble is the popular conditioning. You have been conditioned to death. And one of the exercises of mastery is to free yourself from the conditioning. Don't condemn yourself, but you have been conditioned. You have been programmed, hypnotized. Now, where are we now? I think you have to go find your own internal resolve, your own internal clarity on this issue. You have to for yourself and become resolved with it. Being with me or sitting together with me sometime is nothing but learning to participate in your own creative energy and also exercising the effort to exhaust the self. And this much is more than enough. If this much can be understood and lived, more than enough. And to achieve this entire thing, the internal discipline is a must. will lead you to develop the internal discipline. You see, you must come to this on your own. You may listen to me, but you must be able to sit and make that internal commitment. You must come to click with it. And all it needs is that click inside. You will go. If you hear me rightly, see, hearing me itself is a discipline, you know. If you hear me, if this penetrates to you, if this lightning can hit you without you manipulating it, if you can just allow it to hit you, that hitting itself will begin to work. Now you got it. Or it has got you. You cannot deny it. And at this point, you will see, taste, dream about the you in your deepest fulfilled state. And you understand the deepest fulfilled state is the death of you. The deepest fulfilled state of the candle is the death of itself, isn't it? Then you will understand the word nirvana. I'm done. I'm finished. All is good. I wonder. Only at this state that awakening will happen, that you must be done. Not until then. Right now when you say, I must be done, is from hatred. At this state you will know that ultimate rest. I'm giving you a taste of the ultimate rest. This ultimate rest is what has been referred to as enlightenment. And enlightenment cannot be the goal. The living, the exhaustion must be the goal, isn't it? The exhaustion. It's like when you read a book, interesting book, and the final page, you close it. You put it down. It's done. Something dies. Like artists have it. Paint for days. You battle with it and finish it. Put the signature down and look at it. It's done. In my case, when I finish the painting, I sign it, I give people $50 and ask them to take my painting. But even how crappy my painting is a masterpiece. No matter how crappy, it's masterpiece. It's not a masterpiece. Again, if you can get what I'm saying, you must get this. You must get this somehow. You must get this. You see, a lot of people go astray because they don't get this. You must get this. Then all comes right. You don't have to go towards it. The moment you get it, Dr. Emily, it comes towards you. It seeks you out. But you must get it first for yourself. That's the part you must do. I get it. I understand this. This resonates with me. Then all is good. Today I just leave you. I said I'll share some technique. It looks like the ABC is the technique. I can't come up with a new one. But we see what happens tomorrow. Try to internalize this. Try to internalize this. Try to get it. Let it hit home. for yourself. Don't buy my word. For yourself, let it get it. Then it is yours. And this is my insight for you. You know, when you get it, you don't have to go towards it. It comes towards you. It gravitates towards you, or its gravitational pull will pull you towards it. The next fundamental understanding, all you need to do is understand it. All you need to do is get it. All other thing is born by it. Doing or practicing something is because you didn't understand it. If you understand it, it will practice. So I don't believe in effort and doing. I believe when you understand, it will do. People who don't understand are the ones that put effort and try. So seek to understand. And we go back to the first talk yesterday. Are you the person who is open for the flash of light? The sudden lightning. Are you the person who's looking? Are you the person who can see yourself as a person once you understand all is good? That are you resolved in your fundamental understanding? The moment I understand, all happens. Have you got that? Then you abandon futile effort. Then you seek the understanding. I think enough for today. We'll talk. We'll go into it more tomorrow.